Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze newspaper, comes out every Thursday, and we get a preview peek with her Thursday mornings. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Well, the City Council of Gulf Breeze will not have to have a big election because there were no challengers for any of the seats. But the good news is all of the seats are filled. The mayor is going to be J.B. Schluter, who's been on the council many years and many terms, and so not consecutively, but he's been on there quite a long time. Randy Abear is returning. Brittany Simpson, who is the newest member, she's returning. She filled the seat that Todd Torgerson vacated.
Uh-huh.
And then we have two newcomers, Tim Burr and Amy Tavai. So they both will be, all the seats will be filled. The city will move on, and everything will be fine.
I love a little non-controversy, you know, in politics. That's a relatively rare thing, especially given some of the highly acrimonious campaigns that have been waged in recent years in city council. So that's good news. And they're keeping the millage. Like,
they only make $1 per year. That's kind of surprising anyone to take that on. But we are thankful that people do.
Right. Yeah, buck a year is not much compensation. It's really, it's more of an insult than it really is compensation. But it's truly a volunteer position. Millage rate staying the same, right?
It is going to stay the same in the city of Gulf Breeze. But, of course, because of rising property values, that does represent an increase to the city budget. Which is about 5%, close to 5%.
Which is, I think most everybody around the area is doing the same thing. They're not, although I think didn't Sam Parker propose a millage rate reduction? And I can't remember the status of that. Do you remember whether that went through or not? I just can't remember offhand.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I think they actually approved it, if I'm not mistaken, was a minor millage reduction, but I could be mistaken about that. Anyway, bridge lighting policy. We all have our own ideas about what the 3-mile bridge lights ought to be doing, but.
Yeah. Well, it always surprises me when they're lit up and I go, oh my goodness, the bridge is lit up. Because I don't really go across it that often at night. And usually the hours that it's lit up is like from 8 o'clock on, so 8 until 10:30 p.m. So actually, what they did was right now it's lit up for Rally, the childhood cancer charity. And so that was passed by a resolution of the City of Gulf Breeze, City of Pensacola, Escambia County, and Santa Rosa County. But that does seem a little bit unwieldy if you wanted to have it lit up for a certain thing. You'd have to go through all of those different entities. So they're still looking to figure out how it's going to work.
No, this is really easy. We need a bridge lighting commission. We need a new government entity, and it'll be nimble and quick and effective and simple.
Oh, I love it. I love it. We'll put that forward.
If we can, honestly, versus having four different governments have to weigh in, it actually probably would be more efficient. Colton Wright, they're going to talk about this today, the Tiger Point Park dog walking on the track, right?
Yeah, I've always wondered, you know, there's no dogs allowed in any of the parks in Santa Rosa County. And then there's this wonderful walking track that goes around the Tiger Point Park. And you often see people walking on it, but a lot of people say, well, I'd like to go out there, but I can't walk my dog there. Well, he's proposing today, and they're going to possibly vote on it, making Tiger Point Park like an example of the parks around town, that you will be able to walk your dog on the trail, but there will be signs posted that say they're not allowed in the park, so not on any of the sports fields or anything like that.
Right.
Of course, they'll have to be on a leash. They'll have to have they'll put up some little bagging stations so that you can clean up after your dog if necessary and make it, you know, because it, you know, it's sort of like the boardwalk in Gulf Breeze.
Yeah.
Originally, that was going to be open to dogs, and yet they had to close it because people did not clean up after their dogs, and there were just too many incidences. So, unfortunately, a few people spoiled it for everyone, and I'm sure that if this doesn't go well, it will not be passed on to the other parks. So I want to remind everyone to please don't take this for granted. if you really want to walk your dog, be a good steward of your dog and be nice to your other people too. Consideration of other people is important.
I got a simpler way to say it. Pick up your poo, people. Just pick it up. Just pick it up. Take care of your business.
Thank you. And everything else.
It's not.
Don't let your dog off the leash.
Right.
You know,
right.
Don't let them get into a fight with another dog or attack another person. You know, just so many things.
It's not that old. I think a couple of years only, but the Wetlands Boardwalk is in need of repairs.
Yes, they identified about 15% of the boardwalk, which has some cracking and splitting, and so they are. It is under warranty. And all of the work will be done, but it will be closed for 2 weeks.
Yikes.
So as soon as, let me tell you, I'm not sure exactly when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen as soon as they can get it done. They want to get it done right away because, you know, the fall is so beautiful. And they really anticipate that people want to be using that Wetlands Boardwalk because it goes between the Shoreline Park all the way over to Williamsburg. So you've got a great little area there that you can explore the wetlands and see the water, and you can see some of the beautiful birds and some of the other things that are down there. And, of course, there's plants down there that are unusual that you may not see in your other habitats. So a lot of people do enjoy it. Plus, it's also a good connector for the people who live in the Williamsburg subdivision to get back and forth to the rec center or to the boat lodge or whatever. So anyway, it's a great opportunity for them to go there, and they want to get it fixed before the weather gets really cool.
Yeah,
so
no,
they're going to work on that too.
Kind of a bummer that it's had needing that work. The paper you've also got a story about Ivan. It's the 20th anniversary coming up in a couple of days, and Betty Allen, her last column. So, man, a lot of good stuff in the Gulf Breeze News as always. Lisa Newell gives us a little taste of what's in the paper on Thursday mornings. She is the publisher. Lisa, as always, thanks for informing the community and thanks for spending some time with our audience. I appreciate it.
I enjoy it every week. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Likewise. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. If you're I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, that accident's been moved onto the side of the road. But I'm seeing about a 10-minute delay going through the construction zone. It's just volume of traffic. Also, if you're on East Burgess Road, both east and westbound and North Palafox, you're going to see some major delays there. Even the southbound and northbound of Palafox are seeing delays also at that intersection. So pack your patience there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Oh, and I did get confirmation that Santa Rosa County did indeed somewhat reduce the millage. Not all the way to the rollback rate, as I recall, but a slice of it got reduced back. So I appreciate confirmation. That's so many people that I love that you listen to this show, because you can tell me stuff that I forget or that I don't know or that I mispronounce. or, you know, when I say the wrong thing naval-wise, that happens too. I appreciate that. I always want to learn. Hey, God, I hate making mistakes. But that's how you get to where you make fewer of them, is by hating it and then fixing them, right? Anyway, so people sometimes, Andrew, I don't want to be mean and correct you on something. Do it. Do it. That's why the text line is there, 437-1620. I would always rather know. John, how many times have I told you if I say something wrong and you know the answer, correct me, right?
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
I don't get very many opportunities, but I will.
I cherish it. I would always rather be surrounded by people who will correct me rather than by people who are like, oh, yeah, that's right, when they know it's not. That's scary times, right? Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great quality inventory of 300 good, you know, new, almost new cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. That's what they specialize in, is cars you can trust. Okay, not the, like, you know, go to the used car lot in the corner with the rusty roof and they're selling you 3 cars that are 15 years old. Like, not that place, okay? They're the place where you go and it's all shiny, bright, almost new cars that you can count on for a long time. The kind of car I like to buy. Don't have to buy brand new, avoid the depreciation hit, drive it for 15 years and then buy another one. Put a couple hundred thousand miles out. That's how I do cars, okay? But if you've been putting it off, you do, if you're like me, you do, because you don't like the experience, go to Frontier. The experience can be different. Trust me, it's different. It's better. It's easy, honestly. Just everything top to bottom, the way they take care of you. When we bought our Honda Odyssey there, it was almost inadvertent that we bought it, and we couldn't say no. It was such an easy process and such a good price. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go! The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm a choreographer. That's what I do.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day.
Oh man, I didn't know I needed to hear some Doors this morning, but I sure enough did. 8:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, three major wildfires are burning near Los Angeles. The Bridge Fire east of Los Angeles is the biggest active wildfire. They've burned about 50,000 acres in that one. The Line Fire near San Bernardino, now that's burned about 37,000 acres. And the Airport Fire has burned a few thousand, about 23,000 acres as well. California lawmakers approving a bill to prohibit the farming and import of octopuses. That's right, for human consumption.
Go on.
If that's passed, it means octopus farming in California waters or sales of octopus raised in that way would no longer be allowed in the state.
Have you ever had octopus?
Only as bait.
John, have you ever had octopus?
Oh, no.
I've had it a handful of times, and every time I've had it, same reaction. It's nasty. It's like eating a piece of rubber. And, that wasn't cooked right. Now, calamari. You've had calamari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
You know, it's same thing, basically, right? Squid versus octopus, but, yeah. You know. Okay, anyway, just moving on. Just curious. Just, you know, seeing where we're at. All right.
And the all-civilian spacewalk was a success. Andrew, Jared Isaacman, he paid for a portion of the Polaris Dawn trip, was the first to exit the Dragon capsule today.
Back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, Earth sure looks like a perfect world.
Of course, he was followed by Sarah Gillis, who also exited on a tether. Two crew members decided to remain inside.
And some things about this that I have learned, I think, from you, or at least from John and Fox and everybody. First of all, this is the first non-NASA American spacewalk. Is that right?
Yes.
That's pretty big, wild. Yeah. Also, the capsule that they're in is not airlock pressurized. It's just like a door. Their suits are pressurized. Their suits are safe to be in, but, like, you know, they didn't have the expulsion when they opened the lock or whatever. Is it right, John? That's what you were telling me? Yeah, okay. All right. So just weird, interesting stuff. He's got random civilians with a lot of money running around in space now. So
for the right price,
what a great day.
You too can walk in space.
And I've tried to get him to sign up, but it's not
you know how, John, you're always angry at me because I go to stuff and I don't take you?
Yes.
You can go and don't take me. We're fine.
Oh, thank you.
You know, with Starlink, you could potentially be the first person to broadcast this show from outer space.
Exactly.
The Starlink, I'm glad you made me think about that, David, because I have a story to tell you that I don't think we've talked about on the air. John Pickens got traffic on the fives first.
That's right. We're seeing some delays if you're on Burgess Road right around Palafox. Right at that intersection in eastbound and westbound on Burgess Road, seeing some delays. Just a minor delay on I-10 eastbound through that construction zone. Other than that, everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And by the way, just as far as weather goes, the main portion of the concerning weather is actually to our east, like Walton County. But as we are under a tornado watch for the next couple of hours until 1 o'clock this afternoon, which I thought, why? Well, two reasons. One, because you're having these pop-up showers that are worth noting, but also because there's like a wind fields connection where there's one band of winds being drawn up towards the remnants of Francine going north. There's another set of wind coming from the east going west, and where those meet is where we're having these problems. And so we could have tornadoes in the area, but we have had these like pop-up cells. Like there's one just now, like I'm watching my news radio ThreatNet radar, just popped up over the top of Midway. And you know, east of Gulf Breeze, and it's, you know, kind of over the water mostly right now, but still, like, they've been pretty intense. And I know we got one about an hour and a half ago here, right at the station at I-10 and 110. I'm like, whoa, okay, where'd that come from? So be aware that the sudden appearance of storm showers and maybe lightning is kind of happening this morning in our listening area. All right, so I told you that I had something to say about the Starlink. Did you hear the story about the littoral combat ship that had the Starlink on it? Oh, this is a story, man. This reads like a John le Carre novel or something. The senior enlisted leaders of the LCS Manchester installed a Starlink satellite without getting permission from the officers on the like front side panel of the ship when it was in service port at one time. And this one person in particular was the coordinator of the whole project. And then all of the senior, like the chiefs, were all involved in it. The officers didn't know, and none of the enlisted knew, but they got Starlink installed so they could basically watch football games in their private rooms and stuff while the ship is underway, in total violation of operational security of the ship. And, you know, like, and there's this whole thing about how they lied about it and how they manipulated information and how when the kind of the rumors were getting out and how they it was a secret system. So you could only see it if you went to look for the right name or something. I don't know. The opinion that came from the court on this, from the naval court, the deep level of manipulation is only overshadowed by the level of corrupt dealings in which the Command Master Chief Marrero used to conceal the system. Command Master Chief Marrero's assessment that the system was being used for morale is undermined by the selective availability of the Wi-Fi and strict control of its access to the Chief Petty Officer's mess only. And this is like crazy weird stuff. It was born on March of 23 is when it got put in place. Marrero and a co-conspirator got to work buying and installing the Starlink satellite system before the ship's deployment began the following month. Installed on the Manchester's 05, that's five levels up from the main deck, weather deck during a blanket aloft period, which requires a sailor to hang high above or over the side of the ship. So they were out there on a crane boom or something putting this thing on. And then I don't know how they ran the wires, because you got to run them, and it's hard to run wires through all the portholes and the bulkheads in a ship or the doors in a ship and not be noticed. Like, this is crazy.
And you can attest how hard it is to,
yes,
and what you have to go through to put the Starlink up.
Yes. The name, and this female chief petty officer, I forget her first name, they were paying, you know, lots of money, you know, and they were collecting from everybody, and they nicknamed the thing Stinky. She was the only one that had, that was the name of the network, she was the only one that had the password. She would only give it to certain people when they would ask her for it. She would enter it into their computer so they wouldn't know what it was, so they couldn't share it with anybody, but, you know, kind of word got out on this thing. Like, what? In the what? Who needs TV that bad? Well, I mean, I guess people do, you know? So, then lied about it after the fact. And, I mean, it's just, it was a wild story. So, I will say this. We had permission of the Navy and the officers. They knew this was not a story about us on the ship, okay?
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris takes the overall lead for the first time in the new Fox News power rankings. The vice president's in North Carolina today, now one of six states listed as a toss-up.
She has campaign rallies in Charlotte. Then she heads over to Greensboro. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump's out west speaking this afternoon in Tucson. The campaign says Trump will address the economy and the rising cost of housing. Tomorrow, he holds a rally in Vegas.
Fox's Rich Edson. What was Hurricane Francine's moving into Mississippi after causing power outages and flooding in Louisiana, including New Orleans?
The city did a great job in clearing out the storm drains. This is about 1,400 miles of storm drains out here. That all dumps into Lake Pontchartrain. The rain was adding up quickly, and these drains can handle about 1 inch of rain per hour. We were getting a whole lot more rain than that.
Fox's Craig Herrera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is partly cloudy now, and we've got 81 degrees in Pensacola. A couple of accidents here this morning. A man was killed after being hit by two vehicles on Highway 29 last night. That one happened at on 29 near 1.5 mile road. FHP says the man was crossing the road about 10:30 last night wearing dark clothing and in the rain. There was also no lighting on the road in that area. The drivers, identified as a 71-year-old man and a 62-year-old woman, were not able to see the man and couldn't stop in time. The victim has not yet been identified. And this morning, no injuries reported when a truck crashed through a building on Fairfield Drive. Now, this happened just past Tahar Drive. There's no word exactly what caused this crash, but Channel 3 did post a photo that showed the truck inside of that building with a humongous hole in the wall. Of course, last night, what was Hurricane Francine landed in Louisiana. A lot of people were seeking shelter elsewhere, including this one family. Paul Stant talked with Channel 3. He brought his family to Pensacola.
55 years living in New Orleans and going through storms. And so our decision to leave early kind of, you know, backdates Hurricane Ida and going back to Hurricane Katrina. A lot of us stayed through those storms, and we kind of felt this was kind of moving at a pace that it was a little uncomfortable.
And of course, Paul Stant, Channel 3, talked with him. Heavy rains and thunderstorms in the forecast for the day as Tropical Storm Francine moves north now across Louisiana and into Mississippi. We've just been seeing a couple of pop-up showers here and there, and no major effects from the storm this morning. There were a couple of scattered power outages, but nothing big. Time's running out. If you want to get your feedback in on the redesign of Palafox in downtown Pensacola,
we want that feedback. We're going to be giving it directly to our designers, to our engineers, and we're looking at different options.
Mayor D.C. Reeves there, he says you've got until the end of next week to get your ideas or feedback submitted. You do that online at thenewpalafox.com. The city's hoping to finalize their designs over the winter, get the project out for bid early next year, and if all goes according to plan, they could begin construction as soon as next spring. Scam calls being reported all over the state of Florida, this time targeting people that received PPP loans during COVID. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says some of the loan data either leaked or somehow became public record.
Even if they have your information, even if they have an information about who your relatives are, even if they had your cell phone number, it is a scam. Do not fall for that.
And Simmons says they're telling people they're with law enforcement, either the sheriff's office, marshals, FBI, and you've got a warrant because of the loan. The catch is they want money deposited into a Bitcoin ATM. Real law enforcement would not do that. Taylor Swift officially endorsing Kamala Harris yesterday. Florida's Democrat Party says they're hoping it'll be a big influence for young voters
in
November.
It's not Hollywood, but it's music stars that are really bringing them in. And a lot of their lyrics and so forth are very political, as you know. Older people don't get why and how this is changing.
Retired political scientist Dr. Susan McManus, the Florida Democrat Party now planning to organize and have a lot of people out during Swift's visit to Miami on her Eras tour in October. 8:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Thanks for the tips. We've got a couple of accidents to let you know about. Car accident at W Street and Van Pelt northbound. Also, we have another accident that just occurred blocking lanes at the Brown Barge Middle School. So be aware of that. That's going to cause you some delays. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing showers and thunderstorms coming to an end with Francine as we go through the afternoon and evening. Temperatures today near 80 degrees for that high. Clouds clearing out as we head into the evening. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74 degrees. And by Friday, just a 40% chance of a stray shower, high near 85. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it is 81 degrees in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, 78 in Milton. Again, we are under a tornado watch, and that's pretty much the whole area all along the coast here. And that's going to be until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Your money now. Today, our markets are not a big change. The Dow's up a fraction of a point, 40,861. S&P up just over 2 points at 55.56. NASDAQ up 16 points today at 17.412. 10-year bond rate up just a bit at 3.68%. Gold price is up $23.10 at $25.65.50. Silver's up 59 cents at $29.52. And Bitcoin not changed much either. It's up just under 200 at $57,778.52. The producer price index that measures the cost of producing goods was up in August by 0.2%. That index up 1.7% for the 12 months ending in August. That according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics today. Sally Patterson reporting the numbers come one day after the Federal Reserve's favored inflation gauge, the Consumer Price Index, showed that the inflation rate for the last year was 2.5%, down 0.4% from July.
The core measure, though, which strips out volatile food and fuel prices, ticked up to 0.3%. That's slightly more than economists had expected. The Federal Reserve is likely to take that into account at its upcoming rate meeting.
And that meeting will be next week with an announcement on interest rates due on Wednesday. Investors in Trump media hoping for a rebound. Shares of that stock closing at a record low yesterday, a day after Tuesday's debate. Shares in the company that owns former President Trump's Truth Social platform plummeted more than 17%. And Boeing factory workers could end up walking off the job if they don't approve their latest contract proposal. About 33,000 workers due to vote on that deal today. If it gets rejected, they could go on strike as early as tomorrow. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Pensacola Little Theater presents A Man for All Seasons, a captivating historical drama that offers a window into the tumultuous 16th century England during King Henry VIII's reign, September 13th through 22nd. The play delves into the moral and political struggles of Sir Thomas More, a devout Catholic and loyal subject to the king. As Henry VIII, driven by his desire to divorce his wife, clashes with the Catholic Church, he demands the unwavering loyalty of his subjects. Secure your ticket for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
That time.
time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. It is National Video Game Day today. And so, in honor of National Video Game Day, I'm going to ask a question which is marginalizing to the younger people. Okay? I don't mean to. It's not intentional. But John and I were talking earlier off the air about, going to places that have, like, video game arcades. And there are still a few. And they sometimes come back. And there's we used to have Play Downtown. And Play doesn't exist anymore, does it, Downtown? Man, I feel dumb that I would even think they might. But there's a place over on Pace that's been open for a little while that I have not had a chance to go to, but I want to. My question for the day, 437-1620, what's the video game? And this is stand-up video games, okay? I'll explain what those are in just a moment to those of you under 30. What's the video game system, the stand-up video game, that whenever you see one, like you're out at a restaurant or a store or you're at the amusement park, whatever, you see it and you have to stop and play it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Now, for our younger folks, let me adopt a Kamala Harris-like attitude and explain to you the history of video games. Before you had gaming consoles in your home, you had to go to a place and put a little metal thing called a quarter. I know you don't know what that is, iPay. Apple Pay. Or Venmo or whatever. And no, you couldn't Venmo to play Tron. Anyway, you put a little quarter in, and then you'd play for a little while, and then you would die, and then you'd play again. And if people wanted to, be next, they'd put a quarter up on top. Anyway, there used to be places we had to go and pay to play video games. That's not how it works anymore. But they're still around somewhat. Okay, John, 437-1620. What's the game that whenever you see it, you have to play it? Slash, which game got more of your money than any other game as a kid? Do you remember? Can you say?
Donkey Kong.
Okay, Donkey Kong was your... That's your one you got to play whenever you see it?
Yes, or Pac-Man. One of those.
Thanks. Now, that I think is not a stand-up version of the sound effect, but it's good enough. You stressed
Very
out yet?
Good.
You stressed out yet?
I'm like, where is it?
I know.
Where?
And did that get most of your money as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, let me rephrase that. Most of my mom's and
dad's. Oh, right. Of course. Okay. Right. Or your tokens.
That's true.
When you can do tokens. 437-1620. My own personal is just a massive favorite, and it is perhaps more the one I go for because most of the time they're broken and don't work. Tron, the video game Tron, with the light cycles and the spiders and the... David, you're looking at me like I'm not talking your language over there. You're giving me a weird look. What should I make of that? Well, you're old enough to know what stand-up video games are.
No, absolutely. And I spent a lot of time at the arcades, but I'm maybe just like a half a generation behind you because I was born in the, the early 80s. And so I was like, late 80s, early 90s was my arcade time.
What's your arcade game?
I put a lot of quarters into Mortal Kombat when it came out.
Kano wins.
Yes.
Flawless victory fatality.
That bringing back some happy times for
it
you?
It is. But so I'm hearing you talking about Donkey Kong and Mario. And to me, I don't personally remember any of those in the arcades because I think those arcade machines had been replaced by the time I would have been there.
Okay,
and
right.
Those were all on, the Nintendo at
Yeah, you might have encountered them through a home system. That's right. And, there's a lot of them, obviously, that made the conversion over. And I remember back, when you first started getting home systems and the Atari 2600 was like, only the cool people had that, and that had all of the good video games in their slightly less
Pong.
Cool version, right?
Pong.
You had Asteroids, and you had Space Invaders, and you had You had the crummy versions of things, too. But still, it was home. And it was free. You could play for hours and hours and hours, and it cost you no money.
Now, all the money you put into those machines and all the time you spent playing those when they were the coolest thing ever back in the day, if you were to load one up on one of the, you know, Atari systems
amazing.
Today, would you be able to...
You can actually get some of the games, like the classic video games. You can get them and play them on your phone or play them on your computer and stuff. And I actually like, I don't have them on my current because I don't have enough time to afford to have it on my current computer. But when I've had it in the past, they're pretty good.
Well, you see, I had downloaded some deal with like all the old Nintendo games at one point, and I was trying to play some of them that I remembered I had such good memories of. And I was just like, after about 20 minutes, the nostalgia wore off. I'm like,
I can't take this all the way. It makes me happy. It's just like listening to 80s music. It makes me happy. We're going to get some of these texts in here in just a second. Tons of texts coming in. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've got a pretty bad accident that happened at Van Pelt Lane in North W Street northbound. It's a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblocks, so be aware of that one. Also, in front of Brown Barge Middle School, seeing some traffic delays there. Also, I-10 and I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody says Play is still downtown. That's how often I go on Palafox at night. I'm so sorry. Thank you. Cool. I didn't know that. I don't have all the sound effects I would like to have for this feature, but I do have some. This is one people mention. Oh, yeah. Galaga. Love that. Somebody says Tron or Galaga. Oh, you are my people. Tron or Galaga. Oh, yes, absolutely. Street Fighter 2. I was never a big fan of the Street Fighters. Just, I was not the, like, this is how you know I'm not a younger person, because I don't like all of the combinations and the figuring out the codes and all that kind of stuff. But Kung Fu Master, Wah-gah! That was, for sure. Die Hard. Okay, I did not play that one. That came a little later. Asteroids, yes. Oh, such a simple game. Such a beautiful game. Such a, yes. 437-1620. Somebody says, I don't know of any video games I can't resist, but my siren song is the spinning chicken that drops an egg with a worthless trinket in it. Oh, and then this is, of course, super classic, right? This is one that, honestly, everybody will know, of course. Oh, man, eating a ghost is nothing if not satisfying. That's one of, like, part of the psychology of the video games is the forms of satisfaction that you would get. And, that sound just makes you feel like everything's right in the world. And you know how things are not right in the world? Is when you hear this one. We just went from thrilled to horrified.
My childhood.
The happiest we could be to totally despondent in just a very short period of time. Oh, and then the very satisfying is every once in a while for Space Invaders. Oh, when you get the last one. Or when you shoot the spaceship coming across. 437-1620. Did we do traffic? We did do traffic, right? Okay. I'll tell you, this is a personal one for me, but one of my all-time favorite games, and it cannot be played at home because the control system is not right at home, but a game that I still get stress heebie-jeebies every time I hear this sound. Hold on. It'll just give it a second. Here we go. It's being slow on me. Come on now. Oh, there it is. Yeah, that sound. And then followed up by the wave start sound. Oh, man. I thought I had this set up. Oh, hold on. That's the sound. I'm working this one off of YouTube. I didn't have time to grab it. When a round starts for Robotron. Especially when it's feeding you all the brains and all of the like all of the population that's happening. 437-1620, Pac-Man, yes. The game that started it all, Space Invaders, yes. Not a video game, but the Claw Machine. Okay, see, I don't get that. I never was attracted to the Claw.
Me either.
Too low payoff. Never satisfying. Too slim a reward, and I know there's skill, but there's not, like, I don't get any time for my money. Plus, then you get, like, 8,000 tickets, and then you can buy, like, one Kush ball. And I thought, it just seemed like, no, I was never hooked into that. So, I know some people were, obviously. It worked very well. Asteroids, somebody else says Asteroids.
Missile Command. Oh. That's another one.
Oh, Missile Command is a super stressful game. Because once you get past about the third level, then all of a sudden, it's like you're in the alien attack. and it's hopeless.
You're right.
It's just totally hopeless. And I wish I had that one because that would definitely cause some triggering for people to play those kind of songs. Now, here's one that was a little bit more not as stressful. Just going through the traffic. No big deal. Riding the log. Getting in the home base. You know, Frogger's fine. Dig Dug, anybody? Oh, man, I love Dig Dug. Oh. And Dig Dug is another one where, like, the first three levels are easy, and after that, you start to pull your hair out. It's crazy. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Original Pac-Man, I could play up to level 12 without looking just because I played it so much. I'm actually more of a fan of Ms. Pac-Man. Ms. Pac-Man.
Really?
Yeah. Do you ever see the Friends episode with Ms. Pac-Man where she gets the, where Monica gets the claw from Planet Too Much? Or Phoebe gets the claw? I forget who it is now. Oh, Phoebe gets the claw from Planet Too Much. Defender. Oh, I hated Defender. Defender's too complicated, too stressful, made me upset all the time. But my dad loved Defender. I can't explain it. Dragon's Lair. Yes, Dragon's Lair. That was the beginning of the holy, you know, totally new form of video games. Japanese claw had direct payout, no tickets, real prizes. Oh, okay, we just live in the wrong country. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Yeah, so, you know, and I will say this, just a little nod to the elders, a real pinball game, like a real pinball machine with, you know, actual bumpers and not the newer ones that have all the crazy systems, but the kind of one where you could really understand it and game it,
just
it
had
and work
two.
For it. Had two, that's right, yeah. Real pinball, I will always stop and play a real pinball machine. It's 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3. PJ's in here. PJ, you want to? You have a favorite video game that you spent the most money on as a kid, or one that you remember the most that you fondly don't? Yes.
You know, I had Texas Instruments. I had all the knockoff games.
Oh, all right. So you had all the, like, you had Load Runner,
so
on,
I had fake,
you know,
asteroids
on 8K.
And things like
all right.
That.
I gotcha. 8:52 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020. Or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Seeking the pulse of economic strength?
The Port of Pensacola is more than a name. It's the driving force behind Northwest Florida's progress. Home to over 20 major businesses, from C-Mex Materials to General Electric Wind Energy, and now the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, they've been a catalyst for prosperity and growth. Ready to shape the future? Visit portofpensacola.com and discover how they power the region's success.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Oh, Oh, that's great. Somebody says they just sent in a picture. They just pulled into their gym parking lot. What do I see? A real video game lover with a Pac-Man license plate, P-A-Q-M-A-N. I love that.
That's awesome.
There you go. And we got a lot of late entries, you know, Tetris, Pole Position, Centipede. I can't believe we forgot Centipede. I'd say Joust. Joust is one of my favorites, too. So anyway, 437-1620. The question of the day had been, what's that video game, stand-up video game, that you can't resist playing whenever you find one that still works? Which there are fewer and fewer of us around. I mean, them around. John Pickens got traffic on the 5.
Easy there, big boy. Got an accident in front of Brown Barge Middle School that's going to cause you some delays. Also, a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock at Van Pelt Lane and North W Street. So that's the northbound part, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Did you watch any of the VMAs last night? Do you watch?
No.
No. Yeah. Well, Megan Thee Stallion was the host, and I will say it was pretty funny watching her try to emulate Britney Spears with the boa constrictor. You know, in the green outfit, they did an homage to some of the most infamous moments in video VMA history.
Okay, okay. Stop the music, stop the music. I'm just playing. Come get this snake. I don't know this snake. This snake don't know me. Oh, my God.
That was funny and not fake.
I tried to hold it down for Britney.
I mean, that was pretty. She was so uncomfortable about that. Of course, you know, at other times, I don't know, there was just, I did not enjoy it, but I thought to myself, as my wife's asking me from the other room 3 minutes in, are you getting dumber yet? I'm like, ah, yeah, I know, but okay, fair enough.
I love me some Madonna. Y'all know MTV have been giving the girls their flowers all night. Make some noise for the ladies. Sabrina Carpenter, you just killed it. Thanks for teaching me that it's espresso and not expresso. Now you got to make a song about scrimps.
I don't even know what to say exactly.
Okay, okay, okay. For real, for real.
These are our leaders.
Mm-hmm. Hey!
Good Lord.
What's up? I love that there's a lot of hotties in here tonight. Yeah! Tonight we are celebrating 40 years of the VMAs.
Leader of her generation.
Host, Megan Thee Stallion. I'm from Houston, Texas. Shout out to Simone Biles.
Oh, and I've watched this. I can see her doing it,
too. I just added a few things. Also, though, I want to give a shout out to my hotties.
Is that me?
And my Hades, because I know y'all watching, too.
Oh, that's me.
As you can see, I am repping Team VMA. And tonight, VMA stands for the Voluptuous Megan Awards.
Does it? Does it really?
Clearly, I deserve a gold medal for being a bad
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. So, we're a minute in.
I feel smarter already. Future leaders of tomorrow.
And what I kept telling myself is I thought, you know what? The 50-year-olds watching me and us at 18 and 20 were probably thinking the same thing. Just like their parents watching them when they were 20 or prior thinking the same thing. Then again, it does seem like a quantity shift. It does seem like a big difference.